And joining us once again on the phone from 2 seconds or less, the executive director, Christy Heimbach. Good morning again, Christy.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks again for having me here.
Yeah, so great to have you. I was so curious about you guys meeting the needs of those in Zimbabwe, especially the way that you're working through women and the businesses they are starting. Do you have any stories about how that's worked out with 2 seconds or less?
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, to start the programming, women are submitting applications about projects that they've already started, and then they're going through all of this training, including like marketing, finance, the different agricultural tools. And so we had a story earlier this year, a woman named Joanna, and she had submitted an application doing backyard vegetable farming and poultry within her home. And she took all of these classes, was really passionate about both providing for her family and the communities around her. And through a series of events, she started breeding about 50 chickens in her backyard and growing her vegetables for selling and home consumption. She eventually was able to buy a plot, and she really wanted to support other women in her community. And so eventually, within like a month, she had about 100 chickens and was able to start selling the chickens to 10 women in her community to start their own poultry businesses. And now together, they are producing over 200 chickens every 2 weeks. So you can imagine like the amount of eggs that are coming from that, the ability to like sell chickens to other people in the communities. And I mean, they've overcome some huge challenges. I don't know if many people know this about Zimbabwe, but they have severe electricity challenges. That means incubation services are really, really challenging. And I know that even for her, something that she needed to acquire and worked really hard to do was a solar-powered incubator. And she did it in a few months of just selling chickens. And again, just overcoming these challenges and like resiliency building. It's been really amazing to watch, despite all the barriers to entry, the dozens of barriers to entry in Zimbabwe. It's been really, really cool.
I just love to hear about the creativity and the ingenuity that's being used to do these kind of things. It's so great. Christy, what's the biggest challenge you face in leading your ministry 2 seconds or less, and how can our listeners pray for you?
Oh, such a good question. So I think the biggest challenge is honestly, like, in current day circumstances, COVID has just like wreaked havoc. I think specifically because we deal so much with human capital. Our organization is about human capital and how it's stifled without education, both for our women in Zimbabwe and for our students here. We know that unaccessed capital can absolutely change the world as long as we can provide the right tools. And our big why is that it takes, you know, this little effort to reduce barriers of entry when we can see amazing returns and life-changing transformation. But right now, we aren't able to get into churches and speak because of COVID, where, you know, a lot of our donors have dropped off because unfortunately they've experienced job loss, and even traveling to Zimbabwe right now to do some of our monitoring and evaluation, although we do have people in the field doing that for us, has just been really, really tricky. And so I think prayers for us could definitely just revolve around continuing to be creative thinkers to try to get the funds to support these women. It's not a lot. It's a low cost for high reward project. And that, you know, I think it's important to just pray for our nation in general as we're experiencing the turmoil of 2020. I know people are ready for 2020 to just end, and we are part of that group. So praying for a prosperous year, especially with the extra give, and yeah, just hoping that we can be innovative throughout the rest of the season.
Yeah, 2 seconds or less, part of the extra give, as WJTL is, and many other of the ministries you hear on WJTL. That's coming up a week from Friday. If you want more information on 2 seconds or less or how you can get involved, visit online two secondsorless.org. Christy, thanks for joining us today. Blessings to you and your ministry.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Have a good day.